This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam marry Aisha radiallahu anha at such a young age? Well, the first thing we need to ask is, who told us that Aisha radiallahu anha married the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at this particular age? It was Aisha radiallahu anha herself who told us that she married the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and took him as her husband. And not only that, we need to look at the holistic relationship between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and this young woman Aisha radiallahu anha, who described the beautiful manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he was as her husband. Secondly, what is very, very important for us to understand is our concept of adulthood and what it means to be of age to marry is something that is contemporary, which we're looking at history and judging it by. Whereas the concept of adulthood is something that changed and is vastly different from the modern concept that we have, to the extent that up to the 12th century, the Catholic Church, what was very normal for them to wed of 12 years and younger. And not only that, the American colonies, like a woman like by the name of Mary Hathaway, who married in 1689, married at the age of 9. Others, it was very normal, even in America in the 17th century, to be wed before the age of 12, from 9 to 12. And this was something very normal in America. Even in the United States today, that the age of consent in some states is 15 with parental consent. To the extent that this concept of adulthood is something that society decides from time to time and is situational. And that is why in our time, in our generation, and even in our society, what it means to be an adult of age is vastly different from the time before us. And this is why it was completely normal in the society of the Prophet ﷺ to marry Aisha radiallahu anha, to the extent that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's own daughter Ruqayya radiallahu anha married at the age of 9. And this is something that no one discussed. No one attacked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and no one attacked his character until the past 100 years of human history. Not even the people in his time, because it was a norm in human history that people marry and find themselves of age as adults and consenting to marry at that time.